Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this special edition of the Cyril Quinman View on this Monday, May 19th, 2014, as we discuss Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, San Antonio taking on Oklahoma City, two teams that, to no one's surprise, are playing for the right to go to the NBA Finals, two teams that have represented the Western Conference in the NBA Finals the last 2 years, and two teams that, frankly, I think right now are the favorites or maybe even co-favorites to win the NBA championship. And that's not an overreaction to Miami's loss. I would have said that before Game 1 of the Miami-Indiana series. I think these are the two best teams in basketball right now, even without Serge Ibaka playing for Oklahoma City. Westbrook and Durant are playing. But first things first, San Antonio will have Tony Parker. He's going to play. Serge Ibaka, of course, is out for probably the rest of the playoffs, definitely this series. I still think there's a possibility that he can be back if the Thunder were to make the NBA Finals. Would not completely rule him out of the entire postseason. This series, you know, when you think about these two teams, you wonder about, you always hear in sports, how long is your window in terms of teams trying to win championships, in the Spurs case trying to win another championship. Who knows? I mean, this could be San Antonio's last chance to win a championship. This could be Oklahoma City's. Last chance to win a championship. You just never know in the NBA, and you know, especially the way, you know, basketball changes from year to year, and especially being in the Western Conference. I mean, you know, Kevin Love ends up in Golden State, or the Clippers stay together and add a piece. You know, you just never know. Looking at this series, these two teams, of course. You know, Oklahoma City swept San Antonio during the course of the regular season for zip. Normally, you would toss that out, but considering Oklahoma City's dominance over San Antonio in the last 3 years, it's something you just cannot dismiss. It is clear and evident that Oklahoma City's athleticism bothers San Antonio. I mean, that's all there is to it. They're going to be missing Ibaka, but they still have, of course, Durant, Westbrook, guys like Reggie Jackson, even a guy like Steven Adams, athletic, tall, you know, runs the floor well. So there's a ton. That athleticism has given San Antonio all kinds of fits. And there's a comfort level. And, again, you see this. We've seen this with Miami playing against Oklahoma City over the last couple of years. There's just a certain comfort level that certain teams have against other teams. And without question, San Antonio, Oklahoma City has had that against San Antonio. Beyond just matchups, it's just at this point, they're really in San Antonio's heads right now, to be honest with you. With that being said, going in, you had to favor San Antonio in the series, home court. I'm not even going to say experience, because both teams have tremendous experience, so I don't think experience would be an issue. But home court And, of course, the fact that Serge Ibaka is out. Now, again, I'm not going to say that that's going to be the reason why Oklahoma City would not win the series. I think Oklahoma City has enough with Caron Butler, guys like Caron Butler, Steven Adams, Nick Collison. Those guys, to me, can fill in for the Serge Ibaka. More than capable of filling in for Serge Ibaka, to be honest with you. So I'm not going to go, like, I think the Ibaka injury hurts, but I don't think it's a, you know, it's not like losing Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook or Tony Parker. It's not that devastating. So I fully expect this series to be a 7-game series. I'd be shocked if it wasn't. Again, hard for me to pick against Oklahoma City the way Westbrook and Durant are playing. Westbrook and Durant right now are clicking on a level to where we haven't seen them click before. Makes them by far and away the best duo in the NBA, and makes them, again, you can have two players. You have a guy in Russell Westbrook, to me, it has developed. Listen, when you have two of the top five players in the league, and to me, Westbrook has jumped into top five status as far as I'm concerned with the way he's performed in these postseason, then you have a chance. I mean, I don't care about the rest of the roster. You have two of the top five players in the league. You can beat anybody, anytime, in any series. So, especially when there's no matchup for either one of them. I mean, Parker can't match up with Westbrook. Nobody on the Spurs can match up with Durant. Nobody. It'd be very interesting to see who guards Durant, whether they'll go a combination of, you know, you'll see a little Ginobili on them. You'll see a little, certainly you'll see a lot of Kawhi Leonard, though. To me, you need Kawhi Leonard's offense. You know who I would put on Durant? And this is going to sound crazy, but it kind of worked yes, last year in the finals against Miami. I would put Boris Diaw. I would try Boris Diaw on Durant for a few minutes, just to save Kawhi Leonard and Ginobili from foul trouble. Because you're gonna need their offense. You're gonna need both Leonard and Ginobili's offense. So they can't be getting into foul trouble guarding Durant. Boris Diaw did a very effective job on LeBron James last year. I mean, of course, he didn't shut him down, but he's crafty. He's not athletic, but he's a guy who, knows how to use his body, knows how to position himself defensively. So I would not be surprised if you see some Boris Diaw guarding Durant. Durant's not going to post him up. Of course, he's going to be, make Durant take contested jump shots, which he can hit. But I think you might see that matchup. Again, this series is going to be, I think, a tight, very tight series. Again, Oklahoma City has had all kinds of success against San Antonio. The Spurs come in looking to make another trip to the NBA Finals. Spurs have not been to back-to-back ever in their history, in their storied history, have never been to back-to-back NBA Finals. So it'll be very interesting to see if they can kind of break that streak. And, you see this. I think the series is going to be an up-and-down series. Both these teams want to get up and down. Want to get up and down the floor, so I think it's going to be a lot of scoring. It's going to be an offensive dominated series. These are two dynamic, great offensive teams. The Spurs with their passing and precision, the Oklahoma City with their raw and sheer athleticism. As far as yesterday goes, you had Indiana, of course, taking Miami out. I'm not shocked by that score, by that game. Certainly, you wouldn't anticipate Indiana shooting as well as they shot. They shot, 8 for 19 from the three-point range. They dominated from the free-throw line, going to the foul line 37 times to Miami's 15. The thing I would take away from that game, and again, I'm not overreacting. We've seen Miami lose game ones before and come back to win the series. But the thing I would take out of that game, a couple things. Number one, it was a wasted Dwayne Wade effort, as far as I'm concerned. Miami wasted a great game out of Wade, 27 points. Really had a bounce in his step. That's number one. Two, just how atrocious Miami's defense was. And it wasn't just their – now, Pacers did an excellent job of moving the ball. They played probably the best offensive game they played in years, to be honest with you, in the big spot in the playoffs. But it was, the shots that Indiana got were just, you know, layups. I mean, they got layups. They got 10 to, you know, 5 to 10 footers. They got, they lived in the paint. And again, Miami, and one thing about Miami is this is going under, you know, this has been underpublicized because of what's been happening with the Clippers, Dallas, Sterling, what's happened with Indiana, what happened with, you know, Oklahoma City in terms of, you know, how their particular series and matchups. Underpublicizes, to me, Miami starting to come apart a little bit. And I mean come apart as in, you know, chips, you know, there are some chips in the armor, some dents in the armor. They are not as good as they were last year. Not as good. I mean, this is probably the worst they've been since the Big Three came together back in, you know, summer of 2010. Are they capable of winning a championship? Yeah, I mean, they have LeBron James. You always give him a chance with having him on your team. But I just don't think the team is very deep. I don't think they defend. They don't defend nowhere as near as where they have been the past couple of years. So I think it's something to watch out for. Do you still favor them in the series? Yes, because all they've done is lose a road game. Okay, it wasn't at Miami. The game wasn't at Miami. It's in Indianapolis. So the only thing the Pacers have accomplished is winning game one at home, which to me they had to do. But there are definitely some chips in the Miami armor without question. NBA news today, big story: Kevin Love seeking a trade. Minnesota is open to trade Kevin Love. Again, I like Kevin Love as a player. I don't even think Kevin Love is a franchise player. I don't think Kevin Love is a number one on a championship team. I'd be very careful, if I were to trade for Kevin Love. If you're Golden State, you do, yes. If you're Phoenix, yes. I'm the Lakers. I would not want Kevin Love to be leading my franchise in a couple of years. So if I'm the Lakers, I probably wouldn't do it, to be honest with you. If you're Boston, you have Rondo there. There's something to be said about a guy who's been in the league for 6 years and his team hasn't made the playoffs. Now you're saying, well, the team stinks. Well, okay. I mean, they do have an above-average center. Kelvin Martin averaged, 19 a game this year. So, I mean, there's some talent there. And you look at guys like, you know, LeBron, Kobe, Kevin Garnett, all those guys played on, at one point in their career, teams that had, where their rosters were mediocre, and they still found a way to get them to the playoffs. Maybe not to a championship. Well, LeBron, in LeBron's case, almost got that Cleveland team to the finals, 2007. But at least they got them to the playoffs. All those three got were able to get their teams to the playoffs. Look at Dirk Nowitzki this year with that team. Nobody thought Dallas would make the playoffs this year. They pushed San Antonio to 7 games and win 50 games in the Western Conference in a brutal Western Conference at that. So again, I would be a little nervous about trading for Kevin Love, to be honest with you. But it seems like that move will be made in this offseason before the season starts. The longer it takes to get him traded, for him to be traded, the lesser his value is to Minnesota. So it'll be definitely in Minnesota's best interest to move him in this offseason before next season starts. 347-215-6180 NBA Western Conference Finals Game One. Looking forward to it. This is going to be a great series. You're talking about Hall of Famers, and you're talking about present Hall of Famers versus future Hall of Famers. There are 5 Hall of Famers on the floor that will be on the floor in this particular series. I mean, Parker, Ginobili, Duncan, of course, are all automatic Hall of Famers right here, right now. Durant and Westbrook certainly will be future Hall of Famers. A lot of talent, contrast in style. A San Antonio team that is like a surgeon that just cuts you up with precision, ball movement, shooting, passing, efficiency. And you see an Oklahoma City team that is, 100 miles an hour. Russell, it's your turn. Kevin Durant, it's your turn. Reggie Jackson, it's your turn. So definitely two you couldn't have a more contrast in style as far as these two teams go. Should be a great matchup. Again, I'd be shocked if it's not a game seven. If there's not a game seven in this particular series, there's seven games written all over it. I will lean towards San Antonio, though I do think Oklahoma City could win a game seven in San Antonio, to be honest with you, because they do have the best player on the floor. Matter of fact, I think they had the two best players on the floor, to be honest with you, in Durant and Russell Westbrook. That's going to wrap it up for this latest edition of the Cyril Quinn Review. I hope you enjoyed the game. We'll see you next time. So long.